groups in the community, in the central area, in the Mount Baker community, and I got together and we canvassed the area, the right-of-way, going to be directly affected by the I-90. Now, we have heard from the highway people, from the urban designers, we have heard of secretive meetings, clandestine meetings, in other parts of the city, but we have not yet heard of the people in the area being surveyed and their opinions being registered. We thought it was about time that was done. As a result of our survey, we found that 75% and more, those that were informed about the freeway and those who were home, were against it. The others were intimidated, afraid, indifferent, and once told that there were people in the community who would defend them and speak for them, these people also voiced some hope and optimism. We have to reverse this train of thought that says that highways are inevitable. And I think it's beginning now. I think you have to realize that there are poor people in this area. You have to walk and talk to these people. They don't want to leave their homes. There are hundreds of them with children. And I don't see why they have to when we know there are alternatives. The price is high, but President Nixon in his own State of the Union said the price to stop environmental pollution will be very high. Let's begin to pay it now. Why build an obsolete highway, a highway by the admission of the highway people will be reach capacity when built or in 10 years afterwards? Why not go underground now like they're doing in San Francisco, meter traffic somehow? Let's do something progressive. Let's be ahead. Let's not fall into the regressive pattern. I think we have to show courage in this. I think the community has to stand up for those poor people, those unrepresented ones, the voiceless white and black people in that area who so far haven't heard a voice befriending them on the city council. It is up to us to stand up and to defend their interests. And we have to remember that as God said to Moses when he delivered to him the rainbow sign, no more rain, the fire next time. Right on.